I know. I'm sorry, I know it's late. I was hoping I wasn't gonna wake you. I'm hoping I can get off this night shift soon. I hate not being here with you at night. I hate thinking of you in bed all by yourself. No, that's not what I meant. I know you can be by yourself. I just don't like you to be. I miss you. How was your day? I didn't see you much before I left. Yeah. So you've been in bed for, what, 16 hours? No, baby, stop it. I'm not judging you or anything. I just wondered. Baby, stop. Look at me. Seriously, roll over here and look at me. I know you're depressed. And I know that there's nothing you can do about it. I know that there's nothing I can do about it. I wish there was. But I know there isn't. It's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not anyone's fault. This just happens. Sometimes you're gonna have days when you can't get out of bed. And sometimes you're gonna have weeks when you can't get out of bed. And sometimes you're gonna have months. I've been there for them, remember? I know how it works. I know. I know that it makes you feel worthless. I know that it makes you feel like a failure. I know that it makes you feel somehow like you're not a man, or not as masculine, or I don't know, something to do with your masculinity or being a guy. I know that weighs on you. And I don't have the answers. I'm not that smart. I wish I did. I wish more than anything that I could just tell you how to fix it. But I do know that having depression and dealing with the symptoms of depression, like not being able to get out of bed all day, doesn't make you weak, doesn't make you a failure, doesn't make you less of a man. It just makes you human. I know you're trying, baby. You don't have to tell me that. I see it every day. I see you trying. I see you struggling. I see you trying to roll that boulder up the hill. I don't think you're lazy. It's not that you're not trying. It's that sometimes trying isn't enough. Sometimes there isn't a way to fix it. There isn't a way to overcome it. And I know it's really hard to accept. But sometimes there just isn't going to be a fix. Sometimes there's just going to be days like this, and you're just going to have to lean on me. You're going to have to lean on the people around you. You're just going to have to let us help you. I know. I know that's really scary. Or hard to deal with. You're always taking care of the people around you. You're always taking care of me. And I can see how that would be really difficult to turn around and let the people who you've been taking care of know that you need to be taken care of too. You're a really strong person, and it can be really hard to admit that you need help. But even if it's just to me, I need you to know that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be frustrated or sad or to not know how you're feeling. That's completely valid too. it's okay to tell me that you need space, or that you need less space, that you need cuddles. If you need me to help you remember to take your meds, or remind you to make doctor's appointments, or just go for a walk with you, I can do any of that. I love you. I do. I love you. And I'm always gonna love you. And I'm always gonna want to be here for you. I know you think that sometimes you're a burden, and I understand that line of thinking, but it's not right. It's not correct. You're never a burden. Helping you and showing you that I care and that I love you is really important to me. If you shut me out or tried to take this all on by yourself, I would feel really left out. I would feel really helpless. So it's just as important for me as it is for you. Okay? So tell me what I can do for you right now, like in this moment. Can I make you some food? We could watch a movie. We could play a game. I could leave you alone. What else? You could go sit in the tub and I could wash your hair. A massage? Yeah, of course I can do that. I love giving you massages. Here, roll over. Yeah, right next to me. Come on. Right here. Mm-hmm. Face down. There you go. I'm just gonna rub my hand over your skin. Just up and down your back. There you go. I can feel you relaxing already. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that feel good? Good. Just rubbing my palm over your skin, nice and soft. Using my fingertips, my nails, really gently. I don't want to leave marks. And back to my palm. When your skin is all nice and warmed up, I'll just start rubbing like this. Still gently. Yeah, I know. I know I can go harder, but I don't want to. I just want this to be nice and relaxing. It's not a deep tissue massage. I don't even know what that is. I just want to relax you. Mm-hmm. Just get your back nice and loose. Yeah, your shoulders are really tense. They always are. That's where you keep all your stress. Mm-hmm. Tip your head forward a little bit for me so I can get to your neck. There you go. Maybe next time I can use some massage oils. No, not those kind of massage oils. I mean, maybe, I guess, but how's that feeling? Yeah, you're loosening up quite a bit. Mm. Good. Anywhere else? You sound so sleepy. No, I'll just keep rubbing. You can drift off if you want. Mm-hmm. I'll be right here. I'll probably fall asleep soon, too. You're welcome.